Another week in the books. I know you're ready for some Felkin. Time for female encounters of the life kind. Here's my friend and yours, Carrie and Alicia.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Alicia.
I was weird. I wasn't weird.
I don't know anything.
I know. You're funny.
I try to be.
I know. You just were in Albuquerque.
I was.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for showing up to Female Encounters of the Life Kind of Triggers. I appreciate it, Carrie.
Thank you for being here, Alicia.
Thank you for joining us.
We have a guest.
We do have a guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself, guest.
My name is Chaz.
My brother had a little tiny dog named Chaz.
Really?
He used to sit on his shoulder when he watched TV. Like one of those miniature thingies.
It's not a common name. It's actually quite unique.
I don't know where
you
got it from.
I know of two in Farmington.
Sorry.
There's like 700 Alicias and Carries.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself,
so
Carrie.
Whatever, Alicia.
What did we decide that your name would be if you took...
Oh, God.
It would be Karen.
Karen.
With this haircut, this side of my head is Karen.
Well, I would say you're not a Karen. I would say that...
That's the best compliment.
That is a really good compliment, so thank you for that.
I wouldn't say that.
I think you're pretty jolly face.
I've met my share of Karens, and you're not
that. Oh, did you know the Olive Garden story, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell him? I'm going to tell him anyway.
Okay.
So, I have a friend whose name I will not mention, friend. Anyway, we were all at a table, and she was bitching about the service. She was just complaining the entire time. So I got up to go potty, and I told the staff that it was her birthday, and her name was Karen. So all of a sudden, like, nine staff, happy birthday to you, and happy birthday to you and Karen. And it was really funny, and she shut the fuck up. It was funny.
Keep
funny,
talking.
Funny.
Keep talking, or I'll make it your birthday again.
Yeah,
I'll
test me, birthday boy. But what's opposite of a Karen for a dude?
Chad, right?
What?
No.
Brad?
No.
Sir Bitch-a-lot?
I've actually heard this one, but I don't remember what it was.
Kyle?
It's like, it's definitely a white boy name.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a white boy name for sure. But
no, Pedro.
I don't remember who. I don't remember the name.
Oh, goodness. Oh, Pedro.
Wow, now I've got to think about
all the other white boy names, you know?
No, just Karens in general of different races, ethnicity. Like, what's a German Karen?
Good.
As
Hitler?
Oh, shit. You went all the way with that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about an Asian? Okay, we're going to stop right there. I got the Not that I get in trouble sometimes on the show.
Oh, yeah, we'll get so many responses.
Yeah, we will. We'll so many complaints will come throwing just right at us. Can't even drive down the street without getting hot dogs thrown at our cars. Yeah,
the
see
cool
it.
Thing is that I don't think people are going to be too bad about being politically correct.
I'm an angel.
Okay.
Did you know you put bologna on somebody's car in the heat and you pull it off and kills the paint?
That's messed up.
Polka dots. I never did it. I just heard about it and I watched somebody else do it.
Were you aware of this?
I did not know that. That's interesting to know though.
I feel really sad that I learned about it later in life because now I'm like.
Yeah, we did this like a teenager.
That would be like a character flaw if I did it now. Back then, I'd be like, hey, that was funny.
I used to take Oreos and take one half off and do that.
I got pumpkin.
It doesn't do anything to the paint, but it's difficult to get off.
Oh, I bet. My car looks like it had some Oreos on it with the cream.
Yeah,
I park under this cardboard, and it's older, so when it rains, the paint is like coming off of it, so there's like white dog. And then drips. It's pretty gross, actually.
Looks like you got hit with a paintball.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looked like.
Very accurate paintball gun. Have you ever been paintball gunning?
No, but I've watched it.
Oh, I
think
haven't.
I might
have.
I have one, yeah. So I'm from Georgia, and that's kind of a thing.
Have you?
Yeah, it's so fun.
I've watched everyone else. It's fun, but I'm a rare delicate snowflake, so I just sit there.
Oh. Yeah. So you play pool?
I do.
Is that what you do? Is that your hobby?
It's more than a hobby for me. It's more of a passion.
Cool.
And
I was hoping you would say. Led you into that one.
Yeah, so working my way up, getting there.
Yeah, how long have you been playing?
He's like in utero.
About 6 years full time.
Her ovaries.
About 6 years full time, but I had to take about a year and a half off when COVID was.
Oh, yeah.
Shut everything down.
For sure.
That's how I met him. I was playing pool somewhere.
Okay.
And I was watching this dude play by himself. And I was like, I didn't know they could move those balls that fast. And I was watching. I was like, okay, I'm going to try it also. I'm going to do what he does. It's not a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes time and a lot of practice to get like that.
What is your game of choice?
No.
There's more than one? It's pool.
Yeah,
there's balls in the pockets, and then you hit the 8-ball.
No, that's 8-ball. There's 8-ball, 9-ball, 10-ball, 1-pocket, straight pool, 14-1. There is...
What the hell are you talking about?
There's...
This whole time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you like, going to be his apprentice now?
Yes.
She's like, hold on, let me write this down.
I've been training.
She's already been admiring how fast your balls are, so she's already way
apparently
ahead.
So, yeah. Yeah. She paid that much attention.
I did.
Yeah.
I was side-eyeing, like, I can do that. Like, who's this show-off? I can do that. And then I was like, yeah, you can't
Well,
yeah,
she, that's exactly what she called me, was a show-off.
Oh, I
too.
Did. Oh, oopsies. Yeah. Oopsies.
First time we met, that's what she called me.
How sweet of you, Carrie.
Yes.
I'm really, really nice, I think.
And then when we sat down here and she's like, cheers, fuckers.
You know, I wasn't even mad because I spent a lot of time to be able to show off.
Yep. And that's
what?
And you
I spent a lot of time to be able to show
There's
off.
There's a difference between yeah. showing off and just doing it.
What can you show off?
Nothing. I used to play pool. I'm not any good anymore because you have to practice. Like, yeah. You have to keep up with it. But
every day.
Are you tired of it yet?
No, never.
It's still a passion? Mm-hmm. And yeah. You said you're going to a tournament next week, right?
No, it's going to be in almost a month. It's actually at Slate Street. It's one of my good friends. Their family, their father passed away several years ago. And it's a memorial tournament for them. So I'm friends with the brothers. There's three brothers. And they have a memorial tournament because he's kind of like a pool player that's kind of a legend around Albuquerque, every year they have it. So this is the third or fourth annual tournament for that.
Nice. So who do you play?
What
like
do you mean?
How do you like when it's a tournament? Who do you play? I mean, like assuming it's somebody good.
There are actually people don't realize there's actually a lot of pool players in New Mexico and a lot of good, really good high level players in New Mexico.
I'm one of them. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's totally good.
And so basically a lot of the players, like right now, if I'm not mistaken, there's like over 80 entries at the moment. I can search it real fast and show you.
I never knew that. I never knew that there was more than one way to play pool.
Is there pool play in pool?
Is there what?
Pool play. Is any other sport, you know?
I don't
know. Okay.
I don't get it.
It's like before they put you in brackets, there's pool play in any other sport. Like, say basketball, for instance.
I know, I'm watching it over there.
Okay, there's pool play, and it's the before, but it's funny in this sense because he's actually playing pool. Okay.
Yeah, that's still straight over my head. I'm just going to sit here and look pretty.
That's fine.
Yeah. Now, how it works is they take however many players there are, and it goes into a random generator, and that makes the bracket. And so there's... That one's a double elimination, so you have the A side and the B side.
What do you get if you win? Like
money.
Aside from bragging rights. Oh, okay. Money.
Money.
Quite a bit of it, especially for a tournament like this, the high entry fee. So every player has to put their entry fee in. And the way that they pay out is they, depending on how many players enter, they might pay the top 3
to
60.
80?
At least 80 now that I know of, but I'm...
That's a big purse.
Yeah,
that
I haven't looked in a little while, so it might be more, it might be... Same. I'm not really sure.
And you said that's in like a month?
Yeah, it's March 20th and 21st.
Okay, is it in Albuquerque?
It's actually at Slake Street Billiards in Rio Rancho.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That's where I was last night, I think.
Yep,
cool.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, awesome. So you were tasting the joint.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, the Slate. It was Slate something or other. I don't know.
Yeah, so, she's my spy.
Yeah. Oh, can I be that as your apprentice?
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations
I got
on your
you.
Newly
nice.
Acquired
nice.
Status.
Hell yeah. I got
so
you.
Whenever,
I'm going to watch them all.
Whenever you have a tournament coming up, like, what does your training look like or what is your practice? Like, do you increase it? Obviously.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the past couple weeks, I've done nothing but that. So I actually go to – I have a pool table at my house.
Uh-huh.
But then I also go to Three Rivers – tap room, and I practice there.
Yeah,
and how
the
often
reason,
do you play here?
I don't play here as often as I should.
Yeah.
Even though I'm sponsored, I should.
You should.
Yeah. You should.
Well, we're gonna play in a minute. He doesn't know yet that I'm gonna win.
Okay.
Because
cool.
I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
Oh, what is it?
What do I have to play, like, left-handed or behind the back?
Only jump balls
backwards.
That's the only way he can make it
backwards.
Backwards.
What do you mean backwards?
Like, you're gonna put the pole behind your back.
Oh, so I can do that too. That's all right.
I'm pretty sure I could do that.
Oh, we're gonna do this.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we're gonna do it. We'll take pictures and put it on our Facebook thingy.
Cool. Absolutely.
Kind of like our riding the bike skills.
To get back to it, what is your favorite game?
You know, I would have to say 8-Ball.
Yeah.
But I do like 1-Pocket. The problem with 1-Pocket is that not a lot of people have the patience for it because it does take a while for one.
What is 1-Pocket?
So each opponent can only pocket a ball in one pocket on the table, and it's always the two-corner pocket.
Oh.
And it's very strategic.
What happens if they go in the wrong pocket?
Same side.
Okay.
So the side that is racked on, those two corner pockets are either one player or the other.
Okay.
And your pocket is, if you accidentally make a ball into your opponent's pocket, that's 1 point for them. So any ball that's pocketed into any of the four pockets other than your pocket or your opponent's pocket gets spotted back on the table.
Okay, so could just four people play that game if there's four pockets?
No, just two opponents.
Just because
two
the stripes pockets. And the solids?
No, it's not about stripe or solid. It doesn't matter what ball it is, as long as you make a ball, you're still a point for you.
Never even heard of it.
However, if you do a foul or you scratch, something like that, you get a negative point, so your point gets taken away. So
what's played at tournaments? Who decides that?
That's the tournament director. Whoever's running the tournament decides if it's 8, 9-ball, 10-ball, 1-pocket. And a lot of pro tournaments, they won't just have like 8-ball. They'll have several days where like the first part of the tournament would be like 8-ball, and the next one would be either 9-ball, 10-ball. Some of it would be 1-pocket, straight.
Which one do you think you're best at?
I would say a mix between 8 and 10-ball. It's kind of up in the air for that.
What do you want to get better at?
All of them.
Oh, that was a dumb question.
None of them. Perfect.
You kind of walked into that.
Yeah, I walked into that
one. You have a very soothing voice.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, you really do.
Go ahead and start reading.
I've actually heard that
story.
Before, like a nice phone
very,
voice.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I was asleep. Read me a story.
Yeah, you have a nice voice.
Kind of like you open a book and you're all,
So what? When did you start playing pool?
I actually started when I was 14, and I still lived in Georgia, and I moved to this little small town, and there was a pool hall that was local, and I started going in there. That's really where I learned how to play pool originally. And then about 16 on, I didn't play again until about 6 years ago.
Okay.
So,
back up.
Yeah.
When did you move here?
About 4.5 years ago now.
Oh, so not even that long.
Do you like it? Like Farmington?
It's different than what I'm used to, but I did move to California for about 6 years before I moved here. And so it's kind of in between. It's kind of a mix between Georgia and California.
What do you do?
Plumbing. I work for a local plumbing company.
Okay.
You work for what?
Plumbing company.
Oh. Mm-hmm. He lays pipe, I'm sorry.
I do.
I'm quite good at it. Oh,
which is a profitable vocation.
Oh, it's very steady,
yeah.
Very steady.
Then you can afford to play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Work hard, play hard. I've always said that.
Exactly.
Well, and I feel like it's also, I don't know how to word this, like, never going to go away.
It's
like the market.
Yeah. No, it'll never go away.
So, yeah, demand, yeah.
Yeah.
It's job security, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Kind of like, the poop group. Dogs will never stop pooping.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because you think, like, gas, is that going to go completely away at some point because electric cars? So there's job security and plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I'm going to close that. I'm going to close this
bit,
for you.
A little bit, yeah. If you remember how last time you tried to drag the whole thing off the wall.
Well, we're about to find out.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Pull the chain, right?
What?
Yeah,
just pull the chain. Yeah.
This is Carrie learning how to close the line.
Chain.
This is going to be comedic.
Pull the chain. The sun.
The sun in your face?
Yeah. It's okay. Time change though.
Actually, yeah.
It's later now.
Yeah, exactly.
Time change.
Got me. Time change. Got me. So, I see that you're wearing your dice earring.
Yes.
Okay. Is that good luck or?
It was interesting luck because everything's just a gamble.
Everything is a gamble.
My dice earrings. It's like when I was in divorce court that other time.
You should get some pool ball earrings.
No, I wore my earrings in divorce court. And, like, you know, they call up all the people at the same time. My earrings that say love. And I just sat there like a bitch right next to him.
Right with your shirt that says live, laugh, love.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
I'm a basic bitch and I was eating a Nutella sandwich. I thought it was funny, though.
What did you eat in Albuquerque?
Cheese sticks. And crackers.
Cool.
That's it. How long were you there?
I got there last night.
Oh, okay. So I got there. Like,
you went hard in the paint. Got it.
Yeah.
I have to say, Slate Street's food is pretty good. If that's where you
eat. That's where you had the cheese sticks.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, it's a long story, but I can't taste, so I eat off texture now. So I was like, I've been on a soup thing because that's just hot, salty water. So I've
been on a soup kick. Good for you.
But I've realized that cheese sticks are rubbery.
So you're
like
a spy?
It's a taffy texture. Yeah.
You're a spy now, and you eat a lot of soup.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm a soup spy.
Salty soup.
Salty soup. How's your ankles?
Oh, I did. No, but I think my hands were this morning. So I was holding onto the steering wheel, and I was like, this is swollen. It's too much salt. And then I realized I should be looking on the road, and not my hands.
Carrie, are you good at pool? Because I've literally never seen you play.
Oh, I'm good.
Are you really, though? I'm being serious. Okay.
I don't know. Define good. That's a subjective.
Are you
I can
you
get a ball in a thingy.
Okay.
Are you good at pool?
I don't know. I haven't played in so long.
It's
tough to say.
It's been a while. Well,
it's tough to say.
When
I will
met
be
you,
the
so
judge
it's been
of
a couple,
that.
Like a month and a half, right?
The first time I met, it's been
when,
probably more
when
like
I was
3 months.
Pool, that was the last time.
But so it's been
the last time I saw you was about a month and a half ago. Then the first time we met was probably about 3 months ago.
I think so, yeah.
So have you been playing pool for 3 months? Are you going to...
I'm going to whoop his ass, yeah. And he's doing it behind his back.
You're not going to whoop his ass. I'm talking about me.
Oh,
like,
I'll whoop your
like
ass.
We're like level.
I'll whoop your ass.
He's going to whoop both of us.
I'll put money on it. I'll whoop your ass.
He could probably do it with his eyes closed.
Well, you know, everybody has their good days
go
and their bad
right?
days, so we'll see.
All right, well, whatever. Whatever.
You know what Jack
Sorry. Yeah, behind your back, pool. Not even looking.
Behind your back pool?
I get to face it.
When
it's
you
a ladies
that,
only thing.
When you said that you had a guest who was a pool player, I for some reason thought
Hot
you
water?
Said poker. No, like in my head, I thought like I read
she
poker.
She should have said billiards.
So yeah, that would have been correct.
Lord. Now we're
Thank
getting
you.
All.
That's where I was going with that. Jeez, Thank
please.
You. Billiard.
Billiards. Ball slapping. Oh, that was terrible.
Well, you know.
Led to my divorce. Anyway.
So far, I know that you like the fact that you like salty soup.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Slapping balls.
It's going really well for you.
Yeah, it's going really well
I
for
get
you.
It.
Wait a minute, I have an idea. That will not
be
on this show.
You're really good at picking up men, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like, I'm awkward as hell.
Yeah, well,
I'm just so awkward.
I applaud
kinda.
You. I don't have that skill. And that's okay. I don't want it. So,
well, I was fishing the guy at the bar in Albuquerque last night.
You were fishing?
Yeah, where you, like, throw the reel, and he pretends to grab the hook. And I was doing this. And I
thought she meant she was sharking.
He was
Did he
walking,
always get away, though?
And I told him, I said, you have to flop. You can't just, fish don't come easy. They flop. So I told him, get back. I cast again. And yeah, cool.
So did he ever get, you know, on shore?
Yeah, did you get him on a stringer?
He was on his way, and then somebody walked in, so he had to like do his job and check your ID.
He got hung up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had to do his job. Got it.
He got away.
That's crazy.
So, you know, some of those fish...
I need to go to Albuquerque with you.
Oh, it was...
Yeah, that would be a blast, actually.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah?
That would be a lot of fun.
At one point, I told him, I said, if you don't bite the hook, I'm just going to club you.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Back
there
at
you
it.
Go.
Okay.
There was another guy that was just watching and just laughing.
Have you been to tournaments in different states?
I have.
Okay. Where where at?
You were in Nevada last, right?
Okay.
Yeah, last I was in Nevada. I was actually more of a league tournament.
Okay.
Because I do play league as well. And I play BCA and I used to play APA. That was more of an event.
Those are acronyms for what?
You're going to ask me that question. Yeah.
I can make some up.
So BCA is a worldwide
billiards
championship association,
of America.
I think. Something like that. I don't remember. I have to look this up.
Big Carrie's ass.
Because I haven't thought about that in
Big
so
Carrie's
long.
Ass? You yeah. fucking wish.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that in so long, I can't remember.
Yeah. Big well, and you probably just only call it that, yeah.
And APA is American Pool Association.
Okay.
It's also a writing style.
Oh.
MLA APA. Remember you guys? All the essays we had to write in high school?
Jane Schaefer. I don't know.
And.
Yeah. Jane Schaefer. Remember that?
No. Oh, who's okay. Jane?
So I've been to Texas. I've been
He's
pretty
always,
much.
Shut up, ladies.
Georgia. I mean, I've been to several states.
Countries?
No, I don't travel international.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Either. I'm not near that good yet.
Well,
yet I like that you put yet. That's yet. Like me. Yet I'm gonna get good. Watch.
Well, oh, one day.
You're a spy, so yeah. He's gonna need you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna go to your tournaments with you, and I'm gonna put lube on your opponent's sticks.
She just never stops. That's, it's like, does she just, it just comes natural to her. That's so funny. So funny.
I don't even know what to do with that one.
I know, I don't either.
Could you play good with lube
because,
on your stick?
Because, yeah, that makes it even better. That's why I wear it.
Oh, really?
So yeah. They have, you know that chalk thing that you can rub right here?
Yeah, that's what that's for.
Imagine lube on that. Like,
kind of.
Ew.
Same thing. It's for friction.
Oh, this could be fun.
But see, I wear gloves.
Test it.
Because you made fun of me about that, too.
Oh, did I make a Michael Jackson joke?
Yes, kind of.
Okay.
Did you just call him a Michael Jackson?
He has one glove, like Michael Jackson.
I guess it's a white boy version of Michael Jackson.
It's like Michael Jackson without pigment.
Anytime I see anybody now, they're going to call me Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Is it Michael? Michael?
Wait,
Michael?
You're the music lady. Make the sound. The Michael Jackson did.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes.
You did.
That wasn't right, though. Mine was wrong. My Do your Do Michael Jackson.
Oh no.
A miracle.
I'm gonna keep my smooth voice. That ain't gonna happen. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
No.
We're cheersing.
It's cheers. No lube on a stick, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Goodness.
Just playing
Terry.
With balls and lube on a stick.
I think you can do better than you know what? It's your first time being a
Michael Jackson impersonator.
Being a spy for someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on.
It's gonna take time.
Oh, we're gonna have like codes, like not codes, but little symbols. Like,
oh, that's cool.
If I scratch my left ear three times,
oh,
I'm
like
about
baseball
to.
Baseball thing.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of, do you like sports?
I love sports.
What's your favorite sport?
Well, I think you've already answered that question. That's why I'm here. And then my second favorite sport is baseball.
Baseball.
Yes.
Happy opening day.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like basketball. My favorite sport, though, is messing with people.
But please understand, I like all sports. I enjoy sports in general.
Good. Competition in general.
Correct. Correct.
I think it's healthy.
Competition is good for your personality.
It is. It's very good. It is a humbling experience,
you need
as well as a,
yes,
a pride.
And every sport, I don't care if you're the best player on the planet or the worst, you're going to win and you're going to lose. And you have to learn that. You have to learn how to be a good sportsman,
yep.
Or lady. No matter what you do.
I don't have children, but I feel like.
Do you
like
want some?
I have no, I'm good on it. I feel like you should have
take
your
the
kids
teenagers.
In sports. I think that is so important.
And that's, I guess, like when I was growing up and I was younger, like I played all sports.
Oh.
And I was decent at some of them I wasn't. But no matter how good I was or bad I was, I lost and I won.
Yep.
And when I lost, it's not a good, pleasant feeling, but it just pushes you to become better.
Yeah, you can't know the good without going through the bad.
You know, and
no
and
participation.
Correct. And you know, even in pool, like, you know, the top 10 players on the planet in pool, they lose. So they lose matches, they lose tournaments. They don't always win first place every time. You know, there's times when they're out earlier than they usually would be. But that's what the point of all sports are.
Okay, I have a question.
It builds character.
Do you like team sports? Because you know how like sometimes you lose because someone in the team messed up or individual? So my son, one of my sons, he was in swimming just because he was his own challenge.
I think they're both
getting faster. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So he wasn't like, he was his own opponent in a weird way.
I think they both have a good place Obviously, I feel like if you're on a lot of team sports and you don't feel that pressure on yourself, there's something to be said for that.
Like he said, he wants to get better.
Well, yeah, and you know, even in pool, you have teams. Yep. In leagues, you have teams. In pro, you have teams at times.
Oh.
And then there's doubles.
Either.
Yeah, there's Scotch doubles.
I'm going to be on your team as well.
So the point is that I think that both have their pros and cons to, you know, winning and losing. And if you have one player that makes a mistake, it doesn't matter about that one player. The team made a mistake.
Exactly.
You know?
But some people aren't that nice.
No,
they don't
you're
look
right.
at it that way.
And most people are not. And that is the point. Like, if you're going to be on a team, no matter what that team is, no matter what competitive sport it is, you have to learn that. That's the point.
Right. Yep.
But if you're going to be on your own, you're going to be either
swimming or
pool.
Yeah, like you don't want to put lube on your partner's stick.
Correct. Okay. The point is that you have to.
He didn't even smile. Georgia. He didn't even smile. What?
That's not Georgia.
Oh, what
That's
is
Green
it?
Bay.
How?
Georgia's red and black.
No, I thought it was.
Go Dawgs, by the way.
Go look at that one, baby.
Dawgs. March Madness? That's Green Bay?
Go,
I guess I can't
go
see.
Go Duke.
We'll figure this out.
My family were Duke people.
Duke. Oh, it's gambling.
I just pointed to that TV screen because there's a lot of TVs around here.
Well, that's not.
So I've been looking.
We both were wrong.
Yeah, we both were.
I was right.
See?
I'm always
see,
right.
I just saw the green G, so.
Well, I saw the G, and I thought, but you're right, they are red.
I have a joke for that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Okay. Why? I'm surprised he found it, or what?
They usually don't. Is that your joke?
There's very few that can find it these days. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't draw a map.
That's part of what we're talking about.
Correct. If you can just find that one spot, you'd just be
yeah,
good at everything.
Yeah, and it's a team sport.
It is. It's a team sport.
And you have to build up, you know, it's a team, so you...
That's right.
The whole, like, attaboy.
There's two of you there. You're
yeah,
not alone.
Exactly.
You're not alone.
You just have to, like, direct them in which,
and
which
pay
direction
attention.
Go.
Hold on. It's a team sport.
I've been alone lately. Oh, well.
Wah-wah.
That's why your G is black.
Right.
Wait, why is my G black? No,
I don't know.
It's not illuminated.
I should have went invisible. Damn it. Missed opportunity. My bad.
Yeah.
I am about to overthink the G-spot real
well,
hard.
Well, being a guy, you know, I can't really comment on finding that spot. So I'm just going to, like, stand back and let you two have that conversation.
We're not having that conversation.
I will. I'm in.
No, I'm good on that.
Okay.
Yep, moving on.
And
yeah,
then I have to make my own sandwich.
favorite baseball team? You a Braves fan?
Braves fan.
Okay. I figured.
Tried and true. Always.
I figured. Phillies fan.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't
At least you're not an LA Dodgers fan.
Oh, no. I didn't want to jump on that bed.
So I dated a girl when I lived in California that was a huge Dodgers fan. That was fun. And then the Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves played. And we had to go to that game, and the Atlanta Braves lost badly to that game.
Yeah. What year was that?
Oh, about 7 years ago. So, yeah, that was 6-7 years.
Okay.
And that was fun. The ride home was so fun.
I bet.
Oh, that was when they do the whole, do you want to talk about her feelings?
Dating?
See, and I do that when
no,
it's
she
the
doesn't,
worst
she,
time
she,
for dudes.
Dating in California,
she was a Mexican
that?
Girl, so she doesn't like to talk about feelings. Unless she's yelling.
Unless
she's yelling.
Oh.
She wants to talk about all
of them. See, and I like to do that to all of my husbands. Just kidding. Not that I'm racking them up.
You like to be
No, like, the
Latina?
Worst time.
Oh.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, you and your role play. You're so cute.
I know. So, you know, like, they get a flat tire, side of the road, he's doing the thing, because I know how to change a tire, but now they have the little hydro thingies up, not hydro, that's water, that they make the noise.
Oh, yeah. Talking about air impact?
Yeah.
Impact?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I can't loosen those things, despite my massive muscles.
Yeah, of course.
I know how to change a tire, I just can't loosen the stupid ligaments. So, then a guy gets out there, and they're being guy.
Jump on it?
Yeah. Well, I tried last time. Anyway, so they're cussing, because have to cuss when they do that kind of stuff, and it's all of us.
I don't think that's specific to men, but yes.
So they're frustrated, and that's when you do the whole,
if
now
we're not
time
cussing,
to talk about
then we're
feelings.
Not doing it right.
Yep, absolutely.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying. Same concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when you just kind of say, is now a good time to talk about our feelings? Just to see their face, like, what the hell are you talking about right now? Okay, maybe not. Yeah, fixing the dishwasher, doing something that they really don't want to, and you do the whole.
Yeah.
I think we should talk about our feelings. You're about to see me play pool. I'm gonna win.
What? Close your eyes.
Oh. And don't let me win. I want no favors.
Oh no, no mercy at all times. That's my rule.
Unless
no
you
mercy
clean
at all
the house,
times.
But whatever. I'll take.
Yeah. So just, we're gonna get our pool on.
We're gonna get our pool.
Do you have
on.
Any closing thoughts before I kick your ass? Suffer.
Well,
wrath of
anybody
the wrath
local
of
who's interested, Three Rivers is going to start up a league, their in-house league, in June. So
in June,
yep.
Okay.
And if you're interested, just you can always go ask any of the employees, or you can ask Zach.
Okay, good summertime thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good summertime. It's actually a lot of fun. It's not about if you're good or bad.
So that's
just,
where I go and spy.
Yes.
Okay, I'm on.
And the promotions actually go to felting and remodeling the tables.
Yeah, which
so.
Is
mm-hmm. My grandparents had one and it had a tear, and you know, like when you take your siblings back, all three of us, wasn't me, I don't know who did it.
I used to steal clothes from my sister all the time, and she had this shirt that said get felt on the table.
Uh-huh.
And it had a pool table.
Yep.
And I wore it to school when I was in fourth grade. Whatever, and they made me turn it inside out, and I didn't get it, and no one had the heart to tell me. So
wow.
I just got it like a week ago.
Wow.
But yeah, anyway, point being, we're going to play some pool. Carrie, do you have any parting thoughts?
What's the wager, homeboy?
Oh, we're betting.
Oh,
we're
what is the wager? It's your call.
Yeah, we're putting money on this.
I do have to give a shout out to Triggers.
Please
for sponsoring me for pool.
That's
and I
right.
do have to give a shout out for the garage for sponsoring me as well.
Yes, thank you, Triggers.
Yep.
Thank you, Triggers.
And the garage.
And the, yeah.
And we're about to play
and
at
the poop
Triggers.
Group. The poop group is a sponsor.
And the poop group.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, look at us.
Yeah, look at us go.
Name dropping.
Name dropping. And there's a doghouse.
And the doghouse.
Oh,
how many houses?
Pretty good.
Do they have bologna?
Well, hot dogs. Kinda.
The same thing.
Kinda.
Oh, if I cut a bologna and split it open, it would be like a... Okay, never mind. Just stop right there.
That's it for the week. Join us next Friday for some more banter. Please don't hold our sponsors responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouth. Female Encounters of the Life Kind is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. Until next week, felk off. Oh, I mean, felk out.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.